New Faces at I.E.S.O. IBAMID Outreach to Indigenous Communities, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. I.E.S.O. and the Ontario Energy Board have added 3 new members to their governing bodies, including 2 Indigenous female mayors, while the ISO is seeking candidates for its technical panel. Wendy Landry, mayor of the municipality of Shunia and a member of the Red Rock Indian Band, was appointed by the Minister of Energy and Mines as the newest member of the I.E.S.O. Board of Directors. Landry is Vice President of Indigenous Leadership, Strategies and Partnerships at Confederation College, her alma mater, and have formerly worked for Enbridge as Senior Advisor for Indigenous Initiatives. Wendy joins us at a time when Indigenous voices and partnerships are playing an increasingly vital role in shaping our energy future, I.E.S.O. said in a press release.
Her leadership in municipal governance and extensive experience in First Nation and Métis relationship building will be instrumental as we work to advance reconciliation and build out Ontario's electricity system.
With I.E.S.O. planning its largest transmission expansion in 2 decades, First Nations partnerships will be essential to building transmission across tribal lands, Hydro One's interim CEO, Harry Taylor, said earlier in October.
Recusal from battery peaker projects.
Commenting on her appointment to I.E.S.O., Landry cited her former role as president of the Northwestern Ontario Municipal Association, or NOMA.
Everybody in the region is excited that we have a Northwestern voice at that table, and I have the Indigenous perspective also, she told RTO Insider in a phone interview October 13 after a morning moose hunt.
I know that I.E.S.O. is working on a reconciliation action plan, and some of that work with our communities is vital to their ability to transition from diesel, which is used both in electric generators and home furnaces.
An average person born and raised in southern Ontario doesn't understand the geography and just the distance between our towns, where a transmission line can make a huge difference, she added.
Shania's council has been asked to pass resolutions notifying I.E.S.O. of their support for 2 electric projects in the municipality. Powerbank's proposed 2 200 megawatts battery energy storage systems, and current H2S proposed 100 megawatts peaker plant, which could burn natural gas, hydrogen or a mixture of the two.
Landry told Newswatch in September that the projects are an economic development opportunity for the community.
Now that she's been appointed to I.E.S.O., however, she said she will not participate in meetings on the projects to avoid a conflict of interest. NOMA released a study last year that said I.E.S.O.'s existing and proposed transmission was insufficient to support nearly 1,500 megawatts of demand from planned mining projects.
The organization requested 6 transmission upgrades, including doubling sections of the Waasigan and Waate transmission projects and improvements west of Thunder Bay.
There hasn't been a commitment to NOMA's requests, but there's been a lot of discussion, both with the I.E.S.O., as well as with the Minister of Energy, current NOMA President Rick Dumas said in an interview. With Wendy now being on the board, she could bring the concerns that were written in that study to the government and to the I.E.S.O. board.
Landry is one of 6 independent board members. The board charter requires between 8 and 10 independent members in addition to the ISO CEO.
EBE. The newest members of the EBE's board of directors are Cheryl Fort, mayor of the township of Hornpain, and Michael Liebrock, managing director at the Strana Group, a private investment company with interests in horse racing, gambling, technology, and real estate development.
Fort, a graduate of Athabasca University, is the first woman and the first Indigenous person to serve as mayor of Hornpain. A former conductor and locomotive engineer for Canadian National Railway, she is a member of the railway's management team for locomotive engineer training and compliance. She is also president of the Northern Ontario Women's Association and the Ontario Good Roads Association. Liebrock, a former management consultant with the Boston Consulting Group, worked in politics at the provincial and federal levels from 2003 to 2006. He holds an undergraduate degree from the University of Western Ontario, MBA from Ivy Business School, and a Master of Laws from the University of Toronto. Fort and Liebrock did not respond to requests for comment. With the addition of Fort and Liebrock, EBE's board has 6 members. Per the Ontario Energy Board Act of 1998, the board is composed of 5 to 10 members appointed by the Lieutenant Governor in Council, acting on behalf of the Premier and his ministers. New members, who must meet 6 criteria, receive 2-year terms and may be reappointed to subsequent terms of up to 3 years. Technical panel seeking candidates.
I.E.S.O. is seeking candidates to join its technical panel, which reviews proposed changes to market rules. IESO's announcement highlighted the need for members to represent generators, consumers and energy-related businesses and service providers. Per the IESO's terms of reference, the technical panel comprises one share, one IESO member, up to 10 members representing core market participants and up to 6 other members.
The panel currently has 14 members. Nominations should be submitted to engagement@ESO.ca with a resume and signed declaration of nominee.